You're listening to All the Best. I'm Maddie McQueen. If you say you don't like listening in on other people's conversations, you're lying. We all love to eavesdrop. In today's episode, we're playing you a piece of audio fiction. It should satisfy those of you who can't mind your own business. In the early 2000s, Luke received a collection of bugged phone calls from a journalist. He used to drive around and listen to them like a podcast. So he turned them into a podcast. You probably noticed in your podcast app that this episode has two parts. This is part one. A content warning: this story contains swears and talks about alcohol.
Call between Queensland landline 07 and New South Wales landline 02, 6th of April 2017, 2:23 p.m.
Hello, Liquor Express, this is...
G'day, love.
G'day to you too, love. May we start with your full name and date of birth, please?
Yep, it's... and my date of birth is the...
Excellent. And just your password there, please, Rick.
It's P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
Patricia?
Yeah.
And how is your cat?
Oh, it's my grandmother's name.
Oh, of course. And how's she?
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, my God. I'm an idiot. Sorry.
No. It's okay.
I'm really sorry.
No worries at all. It's I use it as my password because I want to think about it.
So she was your favourite, huh?
Your favourite, yeah. Yeah, she could sink piss like nobody else could. She'd give a shit, but something really endearing about the way she'd do it. She once told me that my mum should have stuffed me back up there and asked for a refund. Yeah, but she did it in a way that just made it sound really elegant.
Wow, yeah, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
When did she pass on?
Oh, about 5 years ago. I'm glad she's not around to see what's become of me, to be honest.
Still in your pyjamas, huh? It's not even 3 in the arvo, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, thank you. What did you say your name was?
It's...
That's a beautiful name. Do you know that song from the 90s?
Here we go.
Yeah, that piano ballad.
Don't do it.
Now, how does it go?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no.
Okay. And your order?
Oh, you can't hate that song. It's about you.
And yet, here we are.
He had great hair, that bloke. Luscious. He looked like that lady from Groundhog Day.
Andy McDowell?
No, the woman.
Yeah, that's her name.
Andy McDowell?
Yeah.
No, it can't be Andy McDowell. I used to play footy with Andy McDowell.
Did he have great hair?
Yeah, it wasn't bad from memory. Maybe Andy McDowell was the bloke who sang that song.
No, that's Joshua Catterson.
Joshua Catterson? Not really a household name, is he?
Well, he didn't have any other hits.
There aren't many names as beautiful as you make into love songs.
Thanks, I guess.
I wonder what his hair's like these days. A streak of grey through that mane to look alright, I reckon. Yeah, I reckon that'd look real good.
You have an odd taste in men.
I like them pretty but lived in, you know. You have a very nice voice there.
Thank you. So do you.
Yeah, I speak Centrelink English. Fuck.
Sorry, was that offensive?
No.
Are you sure you're okay? I feel like I maybe upset you.
No, you didn't upset me. I just, you don't want to hear my bullshit.
Oh, I mean, it's just me in the office today. It's really quiet, and I've actually been watching Fawlty Towers, so, you know, you can go for it.
I love that Manuel. No, it's just... Do you ever feel that the good parts of your life, like talking to somebody on the phone, can just go away?
Well, I mean, I work in a call centre, so...
Yeah, but, like, just anything, you know? Like, hearing old Chinese people singing to themselves in the street real quiet. The nice things that happen all the time, they can just go away.
What do you mean by the nice things?
Like, you know, just...
I mean, there'll always be nice things.
Yeah, but we don't know when they'll stop.
But why would they stop?
Well, what if they were taken away from you?
I mean, old Chinese people aren't going to stop singing.
Well, maybe I won't be able to listen to them.
But who's going
to
stop you from listening to them? As long as you're not stalking these poor Chinese people, I think it's legal.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I need a drink.
Well, I can help with that.
Oh, good. Yeah, help me with that.
Okay, well, just your regular order?
Nah, I need something morose. What's the most morose thing that you have?
Well, we have a special on Penfold's Kununga Hill. It's only $10.40 when you buy six.
Yep, that sounds good.
Are you all right? This stuff mightn't be so good for you.
Yeah, well, I need it.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay, well, I have a card saved on file, so if you could just give me the last four digits of that, please.
Yeah, it's,
And your CCV? Okay, just putting that through, and all done. That should be there for you tomorrow before midday.
Yeah.
Keep listening, you know, for the good things.
Yeah. Thank you, you're very good to talk to.
You too, you look after yourself.
Same to you.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
End of recording. Call between Queensland Landline 07 and Queensland Landline 07 April 6, 2017. 7:56 p.m.
You there?
Yep. What's going on?
I was just wondering if you'd heard anything.
What should I have heard, mate? Sirens?
Nah.
What?
Just on the news or something.
On the news?
Yeah. The neighbour said something.
The neighbour? What are you talking to the fucking neighbour for?
I wasn't talking to him. I just heard him say when we were all out on the street.
What, you were having a fucking street barbecue?
No, there was we got evacuated. There was a gas leak, all right? I just heard him say some shit to the lady down the street.
Right.
So
fucking what?
I don't know. I just...
Get your shit together.
Yeah.
Oh, right, you're drinking, are you?
Yeah, a little bit, okay.
Fucking hell, keep it tight for fuck's sake.
Yes, okay.
This is the time to just keep your head down.
Yep.
I've got to go.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
End of recording. Call between Queensland Landline 07 and Queensland Landline 07 6th of April, 2017. 9:50 p.m.
Pizza, pickup or delivery?
Delivery, thanks, champ.
What can I get you?
Large meat lovers, thank you.
Drinks or garlic bread?
No, mate, I'm right for drinks.
And your address? Right, 40 minutes, cash on delivery.
Perfectamundo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
End of recording. Call between Queensland Landline 07 and Cellular 04 April 6, 2017 10:41 p.m.
What time is it?
It's late, I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yep, I'm sorry, I'm drunk and I'm a bit fucking... You just go back to sleep, yeah.
Call me tomorrow.
Yep, sorry. How are the kids, though?
They're good. They're asleep, funnily enough.
Yeah, of course. It's been ages since I've seen them. I just feel like a shit uncle, you know?
Well, they miss you, but they understand. We're the ones who moved.
Yeah, but still.
You're a shit uncle for waking up their mum.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
End of recording. Call between Queensland Landline 07 and New South Wales Landline 02 8th of April, 2017 12:22 p.m.
Liquor Express, this is...
Oh, hello again.
Oh, it's you. Hello. May we start with your full name and date of birth, please, caller?
Of course. Date of birth is...
And password, please.
Oh, well, it's P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
It sure is. So, was it morose?
Mate, it got pretty grim.
How bad?
Oh, like watching videos of Sammy Davis Jr. singing Mr. Bojangles over and over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
So, so beautiful and sad.
Yeah, by the bottom of the fourth bottle, he was singing Mr. Coonunga Hill.
Oh, devastating.
Yeah. And how are you, Jessie?
I am a bit rough. I want to cut my own head off, so I drank everything last night. And then there was the tragedy.
Oh, how bad?
Well, so there's this Indian restaurant at the bottom of my building, and it's open very late. So when I'm drunk, I usually just, you know, head in there when I'm done having a good time boogieing. And, I mean, it's just impossible not to get sucked into this place, you know, like the lights and the Bain Marie and the men.
Oh, the men.
They're always so chatty. Anyway, so I found out that I have a nickname. There's a name that they have called me by.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I don't think I can ever go back there.
No, come on, I need this.
Okay, but if I tell you, there's no more Penfolds Coonunga Hill for you. No more morose. You'll have to move to something more celebratory, like a Yellow Glen.
Oh, shit, this better be good.
All right, so they call me...
Yes?
They call me Cheese and Garlic Naan Girl.
It's a shocker.
Yep, that's me. Drunk girl, always alone, always drunk, staggers in and can't afford any of the cheap stuff that's been sitting in the Bain Marie all day, let alone the stuff they actually cook for you. So I'm drunk and I'm broke and I'm lonely and I'm flirting with all the stuff, everyone, men and women, it doesn't matter who. And then I order the gourmet version of the cheapest thing that they have, the cheese and garlic naan. That's why I'm Cheese and Garlic Naan Girl.
Yeah, would Cheese Naan Girl be better, or just Garlic Naan Girl?
I mean, either of those would be slightly better, yes. It's the combination, I think.
Yeah. You know you can fix this, though.
Tell me how, please.
Okay, there will be no more naan for you, obviously.
Boring.
Yeah, well, listen, Cheese and Garlic Naan Girl, do you want my help, or do you not want my help?
Yes, badly.
Okay, well, you'll have to order this one particular item from the menu consistently until the new name sticks. Now, don't worry, it's not something they need to cook for you, and it is cheap.
Well, what is it? What's it called?
Okay. Your new name will be...
Well, hurry up!
Yeah, ready?
Yes!
Mango Lassie.
Mango Lassie?
Mango Lassie.
Absolute shit.
What?
Mango Lassie.
Yes.
Rubbish!
Why?
Because they're Indian, they're not Scottish. They're not going to call me wee little mango lassie.
Well, I didn't have much to work with.
You gave me hope there for a second. I mean, I guess it's a bit of an improvement.
And you're welcome. So, tell me, why do you get so drunk?
Well, I don't know. Do you know why you drink?
Of course I know why I drink.
Well, why do you?
I drink because it helps me forget that the things I've done.
Well, what have you done?
You don't want to know. So why do you?
I don't know.
I do.
All right, well, let's hear it.
You'll hang up on me.
No, go on. There's no pride left in this Cheese and Garlic Naan Girl.
Okay. Well, I don't know you at all, but I have this image of you. I can see you sitting at the bar, disco ball spinning above your head, riffing with strangers, pulling funny and, like, flirty lines out of the air, you know? And you have these cocktails and... After a couple of them, the electricity is running up and down your spine, and you're reaching out of your body. And these feelings you're reaching for, they're the thrills of running wild, crossing a raging river, running from a pack of dingoes, climbing a mountain, finding a mate, fucking him, fighting some hostile tribe, hunting for a feast and cooking it by a fire. You want these feelings because you're meant to be having them, right? You're reaching for feelings that should come with life, but you're watching Fawlty Towers with a headset on, waiting for someone to call. So you fucking drink. You there?
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
Yep.
How bad is it?
Yellow Glen is $6.50 a bottle when you buy a dozen. I have a card saved to recite that last four digits, please.
I'm really sorry.
CCV? That's done. Before midday tomorrow.
Wait. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said any of that stuff. I don't know you, and that's really unfair.
You don't know me. You're a complete stranger.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for shopping with Liquor Express.
End of recording. Call between Queensland landline 07 and New South Wales landline 02 8th of April, 2017. 12:51 p.m.
Hello, Liquor Express. Speaking.
Yeah, g'day.
Can I have your full name and date of birth so I can bring up your account?
Yep. Date of birth is...
And your password, please?
P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
That's it. What can I help you with today?
Look, I just placed an order with...
Right. Was there a problem with your order?
No, I just, can I speak to her for a second?
I can help you with any issues regarding your order.
Yeah, look, I said something stupid to just now, and I'd appreciate the chance to apologise.
Yeah, right. I'll have to check. Let me put you on hold for a second.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, mate. Yeah, cheers.
Hello?
It's you. Okay, I'm sorry. That was so presumptuous.
What do you think? I'm just, like, stuck here? Unable to do anything but drink and flirt?
No. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
It might just be better to get to know someone rather than telling them how you think that they are.
Yeah, of course. Maybe it's in my head, but it felt like we knew each other better than we do.
Well, I had enjoyed talking to you as well.
I don't want that fucking yellow, Glenn, but I'll scull it down just so I can talk to you again.
Have you got a pen? Write this down and then hang up.
Okay, one sec. Okay.
04. Did you get it?
04.
That's it.
When?
After 8.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
End of recording. Call between Queensland landline 07 and Queensland landline 07 April 2017 4:43 p.m.
Hello.
You heard?
G'day, mate.
You're chipper. Obviously you haven't.
Heard what?
He's croaked.
What?
He's croaked. Checked out. He fucking snuffed it.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we're not going to be able to divvy up for a bit. Heat's going to be double.
But...
No, but nothing, mate. You just lay low. If you were smart here, we'll be fine. Just don't be a fucking idiot. Are you there? Oh, for fuck's sake, cunt. Cut that shit out right now.
Yep, I'm sorry.
I'll get back to you.
End of recording. Call between Queensland landline 07 and cellular 04 8th of April 2017 8:43 p.m.
Hello? Password?
P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A.
It's 8:43.
Oh, I thought 43 minutes would make it seem more casual.
Well, I didn't. You sound a bit sad.
I'm... Let's talk about you. What are you doing?
I'm studying, actually.
You're at uni?
Yep. 31, I'm back at school.
And what are you studying?
Physiotherapy.
Oh, that's impressive. Do you enjoy it?
I do. I just wish I'd started it a little bit earlier.
Why didn't you?
Well, my dad died during my final year at school, and all I wanted to do was, like, work and earn money and look after my mum and go to parties and take pingers.
What happened to your old man?
He was a cop. He and his partner got themselves involved in a chase. But his partner wrapped the car around a tree and survived, but unfortunately my dad was not so lucky. I mean, it was a long time ago. I'm okay about it now. Hello?
Yep, fuck.
It's okay. I did all the counselling. It's fine. I kind of want to know what you look like.
You tried to find me on Facebook, didn't
I'm a
you?
Terrible employee.
I don't really do that kind of stuff, Facebook. I want to see you too.
Could you send me a photo?
How?
Just text it to me. Oh, why are you calling from a landline?
I lost my phone.
Do you know how to send an email?
Yes, I do. Silly.
Well, I'm waiting.
Okay, what's your email?
It's .com.
Okay, but you have to send one back.
But what if you're sinfully ugly?
Oh, I am sinfully ugly, but fair's fair.
Okay.
Hang on a second. I think I've got a good one of me fishing. Oh, yeah, this one was a beauty.
Oh, yeah, big?
Yeah, pretty bloody big, yeah.
Hairy?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, that was real funny. All right, so your email is .com.
Yeah, but only one T.
Okay, here goes. And sent.
Oh, my God, I'm nervous. Okay, I've got it. Oh, pretty boy. Oh,
shut the fuck up.
The classic Bintang singlet.
It's actually Centrelink issued. Bintang singlet.
How old are you?
28.
Oh, my God, that's my one rule.
Oh, so you go shorter but not younger.
Okay, well, I have two rules.
Now, listen, we made a deal.
Yep, okay, just hang on.
Clothed, to start with.
Creepo?
Correct.
Okay, I am nervous. Okay, it's sent.
Refresh. Ah, got it.
Come on, the suspense is killing me.
I'm looking at you.
Don't hang up.
You're very beautiful. You have kind eyes. And you got hair like that bloke that sings that song about you.
No grays, though.
Not far off, cougar.
Oi!
I have a pretty vivid imagination, right? I feel like I know you already. No details, but the feeling, the colours. You're just like I imagined.
You are too.
I want to learn more about you. I want to know about the other colours.
You look warm, like a warm bath.
You look like a running mate. A mate for running wild.
Yeah, so do you.
Hey, look, so I'm going to come into some money.
Really? I'm broke as fuck.
Are we being ridiculous?
Yes.
Yeah, but
Well, my parents got married after 9 days.
Really?
Yeah, they met at the academy and they just eloped.
Is your mum a cop too?
She was training, but she dropped out once they got married.
How were they, you know, before he died?
They were in love.
Huh. What was your dad like?
He was a maverick. He just didn't fear anything. He'd do anything. He did the stupid things that other people would say that they wanted to do, but he would actually do them. Like one time he took his whole paycheck and he put it on black. Because, fuck it. But it never worked for him. That was the thing. It was red every time. But then he also did the good things that people don't do. Because he wasn't scared to. And really, they're the things that worked for him.
Do you miss him?
I miss the good part of him.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, yeah, like I say, I did all the counselling and stuff, so tick.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nothing, it's just there's someone at the door, so maybe if I'm quiet, they'll go away. Okay, shit. Look, I'll call you back.
Yep.
Okay, sorry, bye.
No, that's fine.
End of recording.
Interview with Surry Hills Police Station, 8th of April 2017, 22:15. Conducted by Detective R. Higgins of Queensland Police Service and witnessed by Constable P. Riley of the New South Wales Police Force.
You're recording? What are you recording this for?
Standard procedure, Miss.
Why am I here? Why did you take my phone? Should I have a lawyer for this?
I'll explain the situation and you can decide from there.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, well, we understand you've been speaking to a man in Queensland via telephone from your job at Liquor Express. We also understand that as of this evening, the phone calls are being conducted from your private mobile phone.
What the fuck?
We're hoping, given your good standing and your family connection to the New South Wales Police Force, that you might help us.
Oh my God.
You're developing feelings for this man, it would seem?
You were listening? That's so fucked.
We're not suggesting you've broken any law. We reckon you've got yourself involved in something unwittingly. We think you could help us.
I met your old man back in the day, Jesse. We had beers at the Strawberry Hills. He talked about you, actually.
Really? What did he say?
He said you were just like him. Made of the same stuff.
Jesse, I'm sure your dad would want you to help us.
Okay, just turn off that fucking recorder.
Call between cellular 04 and Queensland landline 07 9th of April, 2017, 2:07 a.m.
Hello?
Patricia?
Oh, thank fuck. I thought you'd been kidnapped.
Sorry, it was just my friend Yasmin.
I was actually worried sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I'm on edge.
You are, aren't you? What's happening?
I don't know. It gets real sometimes, this caper.
I want to know about you.
And what do you want to know?
I want to know why you're an emotional guy. Have you always been so emotional?
Yeah, I guess I have.
You reacted very strongly when I spoke about my dad before. Are you okay?
Yeah, I've always liked people, hearing their stories, and you, but I like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
I want to get away from here.
Yeah?
Yeah, with no plan, just get out there and run.
Put it on black?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I have $8.75 in my account, so I can probably buy like 2 mango lassies with that.
Rich girl. Yeah.
Are you a dealer?
What?
Well, it's just, you don't seem to work. And you said before that you were coming into money.
Yeah, right.
Well?
I'm not a drug dealer.
Okay. No. Sorry, I wasn't really serious.
Okay. What if I was?
What?
A drug dealer.
I don't know. Well, what do you mean?
Well, would you still want to know me?
I have friends who deal. I'm not waging a war on drugs or anything.
Yeah, me neither.
So you're definitely not a dealer?
No. Yeah?
Are you with me?
I want to be.
Well, what's stopping you?
I'm waiting for something.
Money?
Yeah.
Money from who?
It's hard to explain.
But I mean, are you with me? Because there's something, isn't there? Like, I feel like you're not letting yourself open up. Like, why do you like Mr. Bojangles so much?
I just like the tune.
Yeah, but it's more than that.
Yeah.
Look, I looked it up on YouTube. Is it Sammy Davis Jr.? Do you like him?
No, he is lived in.
Is it the dancing?
Yeah, I like the dancing.
But that's not it either, though, is it?
I don't know.
What about the old Chinese people singing? Why do you like that?
I don't know.
Who am I running with, is what I'm asking. Are you afraid of me?
No. No, I'm not afraid of you.
Just afraid? Okay, I might let you just go to bed. Sorry for asking all those questions.
Okay.
I thought we were getting to know each other, but anyway. You have my number. Good night, Rick.
Yep.
End of recording.
That was part one. You can find part two in your podcast feed.